Welcome along for another session of folk music on 2MCE. Bruce Cameron with you for Come All Ye. Music from various parts of the world, of a folk persuasion mostly. We'll open the program today with a track from Karen Casey. This is Dunlavin Green.
In the year of 1798, sorrowful tale, the truth unto you I'll relate. 36 heroes to the world they were left to be seen. By a false information, they were shot on Dunlavin Green. But look to you, Saunders, for you did their lives betray. You said a parade would be held on that very same day. Drums they did rattle, and a fife they did sweetly play. Surrounded we were, and privately marched away. Quite easy they led us like prisoners through the town. To be shot on the plain, we first were forced to kneel down. Such grief and such sorrow were never before they were seen. When the blood ran in streams down the dikes of Dunlavin Green. There's a young Matty Farrell who has plenty of cause to complain. Likewise the two Duffies who were shot down upon the plain. Young Auntie Brian, his mother distracted, will run. For the loss of her darling,
an old song. In fact, it was written very soon after the events took place. 1798, a failed rebellion in Ireland, trying to get rid of the British. and executions took place on Dunlavin Green in County Wicklow. Yes, you can look it up yourself. All sorts of information about that. And as I said, that song was written fairly soon after the events from the perspective of a sympathetic onlooker, possibly Protestant. Sung there by Karen Casey from an album called Ships in the Forest. You're listening to Come All Ye with Bruce Cameron.
Town.
That's a group called the Rag Picker String Band. And Honey Babe, self-titled album from a few years ago. And what you see is what you get. The Rag Picker String Band play that kind of music. And why not? You're on 2MCE, 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange. A couple of Scottish tracks now. This is, first of all, Jack Evans. And a set he calls Rosslyn Castle, which is a very good tune, but not quite sure why he's calling it Rosslyn Castle. He's not playing that tune. Gilla Callum and the 8 o'clock train are what we're going to hear, according to this. Then we'll hear a good set of tunes from Brian McNeil as well. Brian McNeil, multi-instrumentalist, member of Battlefield Band for many years. And, two instrumental tracks now. Very nice. It's very laid back. In fact, it's so laid back, I don't think I'll play another track straight after that, as I'd planned. I'm going to play something completely different, and then we'll go straight into Brian McNeil's instrumental track. This comes from Mongolia. Come on, guys. Here we go. Thank you.
дэн нана хой зүрхэн дортол сан сан юм чин зүдлэ зүдлэ босч байна зэдэн нана хой олон айган цавтыг зэдэн нана хой холон итгэн байна да зэдэн нана хой атан өхөн хаал тэлгэд хойло сухан болно да зэдэн нана хой зэдэр нана хой зүрхэд мах шоо зэдэр нана хой зүрхэн дортол сан сан юм чин зүдлэ зүдлэ босч байна зэдэр нана хой олон айган цавтыг зэдэр нана хой холон итгэн байна да зэдэр нана хой атан өхөн хаал тэлгэд хойло сухан болно да зэдэр нана хой Төмөр шоу зэдэр нана хой Зүрх өдөг мах шоу зэдэр нана хой Зүрхэн дордон сан сэй өмчин Зүрх өдөг мосгэн а зэдэр нана хой
Thank you.
Ryan McNeil, multi-talented indeed, multi-instrumentalist, with a set of tunes, My Love Is Like a Red, Red Rose, Robert Burns' favourite, The Lowlander, The Golden Ox, both composed by Ryan McNeil, and then Scherzo Tatties. That and the track by, who was he? Jack Evans, from an album called The Clear Stream, guitar music from Scotland and beyond. And that's what it was, guitar music. So I thought I'd break it up with something from Mongolia, a group called Hungai, Jalderan Nana. Can't help you. Don't know what it's all about. But I'm sure it was very good. Message, that is. Interesting music from that album, introducing Hungai. You've heard a bit of it on the program before, and I'll keep coming back to that because I think it's quite fun. Here's an old, old track from an old, old recording. The Rooftop Singers. Hey, boys. And then it's almost time for the featured album.
Hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey Eloise, we gonna line some track. And hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey Eloise, we gonna line some track. I got a gal, 6 foot tall, sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in the hall. And hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey Eloise, we gonna line some track. I don't know, but I've been told a railroad man just never gets old. And hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey Eloise, we gonna line some track. I got a gal in Jubilee Square. If you wanna die easy, let me catch you there. And hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey Eloise, we gonna line some track. Early in the morning, you look like rain. Around the corner, come a gravel train. And hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey Eloise, we gonna line some track. And hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey boys, can't you line 'em? Hey Eloise, we gonna line some track.
Oh yes, very smooth. The Rooftop Singers, recorded way back. Bill Svano and Eric Darling leading the charge there. Another member of the trio, or the other member of the trio, was Lynn Taylor. Well, we didn't hear much of her on that track. But, hey boys, composed by Bill Svano and Eric Darling, the Rooftop Singers. Oh, yes. Now then, welcome to the featured album. It's called Steal, Steell. And I have no real idea how to pronounce that, apart from steel. And it means any number of things, like a mountain torrent, a spout of any liquid, a squirt or a cataract, as in a waterfall type or heavy stream flow, heavy shower of rain, considerable quantity of any liquid. That's what it's called. And it comes to us from Ewan Henderson. Yes, and he was a member of Battlefield Band, as was Brian McNeil, whom we heard earlier. In fact, Ewan Henderson has travelled to Australia with that band, but these days he's better known perhaps as a member of Manran, who've also been out here, and the Afro-Celt Sound System, which is rather different. So this is the first solo album that he's put out, and needless to say he has some friends on it helping him along the way. Although he's multi-instrumental himself, he plays fiddle and bagpipes and piano and whistles, harmonium, and he sings. Clever chap. He grew up in the Lochaber area, which is, I hasten to point out, Cameron country. And he speaks Gaelic, sings in Gaelic, and you'll hear a bit of that very shortly. He sings, the song we'll hear, after first of all an instrumental, the song is Orn a Brandy, which is a funny tune. Well, it's the song of Brandy. Yes, you can work that out. So we'll hear Ewan Henderson with, first of all, a set of tunes. A Melbourne Morning is the first one, a tune which came to him some years ago while he was touring with the Battlefield Band in Australia. And then The Drover's Lads, one of the first jigs he ever learned from Angus Grant Sr., who is also from the Lock Harbour area, well, from Fort William specifically. Angus Grant Sr., the father of Angus Grant from the Scottish band Sugar Nifty, R.I.P. Then a tune called The Pneumatic Drills, which was the name of a groundbreaking Cayley band. All right, see what you reckon. Two tracks from a featured album called Steel from Ewan Henderson. First of all, a set of jigs, then the song The Brandy. Thank you.
Jehalam, Jehalam, Jehali, Tel Hunton, Jehali, Hali, Halam, Jehali, Hal Hiram, Jehali, Hali, 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 Hal Hiram, Jehil, Hajili, Hil, Tari, Ho, Hunton. A forced an ump, Jock, a king, the big and cope and gown, or the patches as the bottle of Canyel is talk, a gown, or Shelter chin, the Tosh, a keg, a brass, the hug, a kind chicket, figure, hula, chock, a king, just a hood, ain't a brownie. Jehalem, Jehalem, Jehel, eaten hound, the Jehel, 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 Shin and through and middenach and topper miller shouncer, a pinus marigrinus, a good spirit of her fauna. Shares a shin, the hither shin, hohuli, the chowne, strovan chisham, muna, tokach, puna gas raume. Jehadam, 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 The civil creel was not a clear gown, not comforting the cheer, and he saw you listen drown yet. Near the ear to these stem of views, pick a noun yet, but when you see it, the near beard figure of the dancer. Jahan, Jahan, Jeehali, Hunter, Jeehali, 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 Hiddach in Hasila Rasaranke, Scania Lickle Gunya, Ida Wonga Shukanau. Here's an odd battalion, Narchina Hoda Cowl, or Naratka Junchi Puddach, which we got to the sound place. Jehalem, Jehalem, Jehali Hound, Jehidi Hali Halam, Jehidi Hal Hiram, Jehali Hadi Hari Hal Hiram, Jehil Hadjili Hil Dari Ho Hamba. The hand and scrooper in the can goods and arm shock had him a dip, kutcher in and tubers in the gounder. I see the tow and kutcher is canier, a kutcher gown yet. Moor, curum, born and pie, you can hire ye at the brown day. Jahan, Jahan, Jehari, the humble, Jehari, the Hiram, Jehari, the Hiram, Jehari, the Hadi, the Hari, Hal, Hiram, Jehari. Jehalem, Jehalem, Jehali, the humble, Jehali, Hali, Halam, Jehali, Halay, Jehali, Hadi, 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 Halay, Jehali, Hadi, Ho, Hunter.
Dun Kai she come tripping down the stair. She's fallen in love with Glen Logie. Our own that was there. She's fallen in love with Glen Logie. Our own that was there. She turned to his footboy that walked by his side, saying, "Who is that young man? And what does he bide? Oh, his name. When he is at him, and he's all the noble Gordons, and his name is Lord John." Oh, Glen Logie. Constant and kind, I have laid my love on you, and your eye in my mind, I have laid my love on you. And your eye in my mind. Now he's turned around lightly as the garden's day. Oh, why can I love you, lassie? My love's promise. No, I canna love ye, lassie. My love's promised. But her father had a chaplain and a man of great skill, and he's writed him a letter, and he's writed it well. Now when Glen Logie got the letter, oh, what licht laugh laughed he. Ah, but ere he read it over, a tear blent his ee. Tear blent his ee. Come saddle me my black horse and bring it to the green. ready. It was 3 miles his run. Both pale and wan was she when Glenloke come and a battered and rosy grew she when she kent it was him. Oh, Bethany, shine for ye stand, and the heather bells around ye shine o'er all your land, and the heather bells around our your land.
That's Johnny Handel and his wife, I think, Chris Hendry. She sings and he plays accordion and piano and sings as well. He was in the High Level Ranters. Might still be if they still exist. Wonderful musician and nice bloke is Johnny Handel. We heard Glenloge, which is one of those muckle songs, big song. It was, as I said, sung by Chris Hendry, and she learned it from Jeannie Robertson, or the singing of Jeannie Robertson in the mid-1960s. Many versions of the story, but they all share that recurring, if sometimes altered, ballad theme of a young woman falling in love with a man, already promised to another. Intervention in the form of a letter alerts Glenn Logie to Jeannie's plight, and he rides to her bedside. And Chris Henry writes, "The final verse is magnificent in its imagery." Then a couple of tunes, Little Fishy and Sunderland Pier, both traditional and arranged by Johnny Handel. The first tune from the Northumbrian Minstrelsy, and the second tune is a hornpipe. Also, it's been around quite a while. There you go. We'll go back to the featured album right after we take a little sidestep to Russia.
Thank you.
It's a very good album, this one. I'm very pleased with this effort. Ewan Henderson was in the Battlefield band for a while, doing other things these days, playing with Manran and the Afro-Celt sound system. Nice music in this. That one was called Cumas Darak. And Cumas Darak is a particularly beautiful beach situated about 3 miles to the southwest of Mora in the West Highlands. Flanked by towering sand dunes and overlooking Skye and the Small Isles, it was a favourite childhood haunt of young Mr. Henderson when he was visiting relatives in Malag. And it was where his younger sister Megan married Ewan's old friend turned brother-in-law Ewan Robertson in 2018, and he composed that tune for the occasion. What a nice bloke. Next, we have a track from Bulgaria. Haven't had many tracks from Bulgaria lately, but this one, you could sing along with this if it had words. Well, it does actually, but there's two jolly little themes here. First one is Pushka Pukna, which is a rifle fired, and then Ozdolu Idu Vratska Kolsta, up came a rolling cart.
Some just hide like pearls. I still recall the day back then that I spent with Cousin Earl. The talkies had just come to town before the roads were tarred. I remember the wind in my hair and talking about Hedy Lamarr. Well, I was 12 years old as we left Cann River, laughing and shouting we were driving out of town in my uncle's Studebaker Big Six Tourer with the rumble seat and the roof folded down. We crossed the Genoa River and the leaves shone like emeralds in the light. The road came to Wangara Bell with stringy bark to left and right. By the grey box trees we stopped, and with a wave of his hand, he said, you know, one day I'm going to buy some of this land. Well, I was 12 years old as we left Cam River. Laughing and shouting, we were driving out of town. And my uncle stood it big, a big six tourer with a rumble seat and the roof folded down. I was 12 years old as we left Can River. Laughing and shouting, we were driving out of town. In my uncle's Studebaker Big Six Tourer with a rumble seat and the roof folded down. The sun shone down like silver and the moon shone down like gold. Waves sparkled in the south as we hit the road. When Earl took me home, I stood a while alone, watching till every trace of his tail lights had gone. Well, I was 12 years old as we left Can River. Laughing and shouting, we were driving out of town. And my uncle stood it big, a big six tourer with a rumble seat and the roof folded down. Sometimes looking back is like looking through glass. Other times there's a wall there between me and my past. Today I see diamond sharp the time that Earl and me drove down that wildflower track from the mountains to the sea. Well, I was 12 years old as we left Can River. Laughing and shouting, we were driving out of town. And my uncle stood it big, a big six tourer with a rumble seat and the roof folded down. Well, I was 12 years old as we left Can River. Laughing and shouting, we were driving out of town. And my uncle stood it big, a big six tourer with a rumble seat and the roof folded down.
One of Neil Adam's very good songs. Neil Adam from Central Victoria these days, Melbourne for a long time. And before then, he played on the theme for this very program. He was in the band Silly Wizard for a little while. But unfortunately for him, he was underage and couldn't get to many of their gigs because they were in licensed premises. But uncredited, he was on their first album called Silly Wizard. So he tells me. I don't have any definitive evidence of this, but he's an honourable man, so I'm sure it's right. Another track from the featured album now. This is MSR, which is nothing at all like MSG. MSR is the classic competition-style set of bagpipe tunes. M for March, S for Strathspey, R for Real. And this is Ewan Henderson playing the Clan McColl, the Shepherd's Crook, and Major David Manson. John McColl composed at least seven of what are today considered to be the finest 2/4 pipe marches ever written. He was renowned not only as a piper but as a fiddler. He was also a Highland dancer and an athlete. Gosh. Major David Manson was an officer in the Canadian Army. And after he left the armed services, he set up as a silversmith in Glasgow. See, you need to know these things, folks. Who else would tell you if I don't? Gosh, you're so fortunate.
Come sit and hear my story, child, upon your granddad's knee, of how the Irish heroes fought in 1863. Lieutenant Richard Dowling led our band of gallant men, a brave and handsome warrior, a red-haired Irishman. Now the war between the states was on, in 2 years come to pass, the Union sent invading force to land at Sabine Pass. To crush the South, the Yankees sent 5,000 by the sea, while Dowling and the Davis Guards, we numbered 43. We didn't know we couldn't win, we faced the Yankee foe. We turned the Federal fleet around and lay their gunboats low. Dick Dowling and the Davis Guards in 1863. The Irish heroes whipped the Yanks and saw them turn and flee. The Union thought a show of strength would take their rebel fort, and here within a cable length they'd build a Yankee port. So cautiously they pressed their plan, their gunboats breathing fire, while safe behind a dozen ships would watch the fight transpire. Well, they saw their cannon miss the mark and boats steam toward the quay. They saw projectiles fall beyond or harmless in the sea. And when they saw them drift in range of Dowling's shot and shell, they saw the Davies open fire and blast them all to hell. We didn't know we couldn't win, we faced the Yankee foe. We turned the Federal fleet around and lay their gunboats low. Dick Dowling and the Davis Guards in 1863. The Irish heroes whipped the Yanks and saw them turn and flee. The Union struck their colors, put a white flag in its place. 350 Yankees there surrendered in disgrace. Surrendered to the Davis Guard, and then was shocked to see Dick Dowling and the Davies only numbered 43. Now history remembers, through the tales of old granddads, Lieutenant Richard Dowling and our band of gallant lads. When each September rolls around, I'll raise a glass and say, here's a health to all the Davis Guard who turned the Yankee fleet away. We didn't know we couldn't win, we faced the Yankee foe. We turned the Federal fleet around and lay their gunboats low. Dick Dowling and the Davis Guards in 1863. The Irish heroes whipped the Yanks and saw them turn and flee.
Billy Bragg, that was, in case you don't recognise really, really obvious playing style from 1983, I think that would have been, a New England. Before that, Dowling and the Davis Guards. Interesting story from Jed Marum. And turn an interesting album called Callas Waltz.
Thank you.
That's called Hunter Co., which I guess is maybe Dutch for Hunter Drow? I don't know. Hunter Drow is a Breton dance style. But that track's called Hunter Co., and it comes to us from a self-titled album by Wouter en de Draak. Wouter en de Draak. Wouter, which might be Walter, I don't know. Wouter en de Dragon. I've no idea why that's the name of the album or the band, but the album cover, sure enough, shows Walter, or whoever he is, and a dragon. But I don't think it's a real dragon. You can usually tell, can't you, if it's a real dragon. Coming up, we're going to hear the Foghorn String Band, because I like them.
Troubled and tried, we're off me to wonder why it should be this all the day long. While there are others living about us, never molested doing the wrong. Farther along,
Caleb Clowder and the Foghorn String Band with Farther Along. The album is called Rattlesnake Tidal Wave. Catchy. Now, let's have a little journey to Extremadura. Do you know what Extremadura is? It's in Spain. It's over near the Portuguese border. So there's a interesting little influence of Portuguese, almost Moorish sounds in this band. They're called Acetre. The album is Desario, and this is Arandio.
Thank you.
Arandio, Arandio by the band from Extremadura called Acetra. Acetra, that's them. A set of hornpipes now from the featured album. It's called Steal, which means torrent. S-T-E-A-L-L, torrent, from Ewan Henderson. The first one, it's called The West Coaster, and it was composed by Angus Grant, Senior. Angus Grant, B.E.M., in fact, British Empire Medal. Left-handed fiddle player from Fort William. He's taught hundreds of fiddlers in the Lock Harbour area and beyond, including all six of Ewan Henderson's siblings at one point or another. And The West Coaster is undoubtedly one of his best-known compositions. Festival Frolics is the second tune we'll hear, the second hornpipe, written in the foggy reckoning of a Celtic Connections final day spree a few years ago, given a taste of the sort of hijinks that long winter nights are made for. So it's composed by young Mr. Henderson, not by old Mr. Grant. Set of hornpipes for you. Thank you.
yes. But once upon a time, this land of ours
was sick, infirm, and doddering, robbed of all its powers.
People lay in bed all day, only arose to collect their pay.
Life for them was just a bowl of flowers.
They bred like rabbits, coupling day and night. Claimed the child allowance as their right. Fell sick of diseases of all descriptions just to collect the free prescriptions.
Often broke a limb just out of spite.
Eye and dental treatment they were free. Part of the welfare state conspiracy. Cheap housing and cheap transport, they were tricks to lead us all astray and see life as an endless holiday.
The poor were disaffected with ideas above their station.
Like jobs for all and free school meals, a decent education.
The writing, it was on the wall, then was heard the clarion call.
And Finchley's queen rode over the horizon.
I hope to God, she cried, I'm not too late to perform a miracle and set things straight. To fight the good fight and raise the flag for a new society of grab and fashion the modern cost-effective state. She kneed the unions in the crutch with scorn, saying I mean to do what I have sworn. Shatter the night with fractured bowels, gripped and twisted the nation's bowels, and the economic miracle was born.
And then the January bumper sale was organized.
And patriotic spivs and multinationals were advised.
That the country was up for grabs, and so whoever turned up with a pile of dough would get a chunk of Britain as the prize.
She stood behind the counter full of zeal. Sold telephones, Rolls Royce and British Steel. She sold what wasn't hers to sell, like British Airways gas as well, and threw in North Sea oil to clinch the deal.
When she talks of future plans, she waxes lyrical,
while some of the rest of us become hysterical.
Water, DHSS and coal mines are in the privatization pipeline, along with railways, the army, prisons, royal ordnance, the electricity system, education, etc., etc., and even perhaps the air we breathe. And this is the lady's economic miracle.
Thank you. Yes, that was Ewan McCall, he and his wife at the time, Peggy Seeger, singing about Margaret Thatcher. And they didn't care for Margaret Thatcher very much, it would appear. Now, bet you haven't heard this one before. Loving the Skin You're In.
Big pack of lies, getting away with murder, killing the spirit inside. Too big, too small, not beautiful, too old, too fat, too thin. Welcome just as you are tonight, loving the skin you're in. From the bottom to the top, be yourself no matter what. Your identity keep clear, stick to all that you hold dear. Let loose tonight, the precious child within. Loving the skin you're in. They sold you down the river, in the doldrums now you dwell. Misty-eyed illusion, you held together well. Too posh, too rough, not cool enough, your hair is wearing thin. Welcome just as you are tonight, loving the skin you're in. From the bottom to the top, be yourself until you drop. Your identity keep clear, stick to all that you hold dear. Let loose tonight, the precious child within. Loving the skin you're in. Jim Carrey.
code is written in your hand. Come just as you are tonight, every woman, every man. From the bottom to the top, be yourself, don't ever stop. Your identity keep clear, stick to all that you hold dear. From the bottom to the top, be yourself no matter what. You're fantastically unique, find your voice and let it speak. Cut loose tonight, the wild child within. Love in the skin you're in.
That's a group called Merry Hell. Yes, that did sound very merry as well. Loving the skin you're in. Thanks for your company today, folks. Hope you've enjoyed some of the tracks, if not all of them. We'll do it all again in the very near future. Go out with a little bit of music from Crab Rua. And till we meet again, have a good time. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay out of trouble. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now.